You're listening to LGRadio.online. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the 50s. Lots of your favourites coming up from the decade that had everything, including this, a song written by a man who has a museum dedicated to his life's work, a road named after him in the town of his birth, along with 11 Grammy Awards and a Tony Award, and yet hardly anybody knows who he is. To get us started then in this episode, here's Dean Martin singing one of the many hits Roger Miller left us with.
Trailer for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cent. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination, Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes. Don't pay no union dues or smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Every engineer on every train. And all of the children, all of their names. It ain't locked, no one's around. I sing trailer for sailor rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. King of the road.
Dean Martin getting us going on this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online. Thank you very much for tuning in. This next song is proof that daughters should always listen to what their fathers tell them. By 1957, Connie Francis had failed to have any real success, despite having released a whole bunch of singles. Her father had been suggesting for ages that she should record this next song, but, well, Connie had refused because she thought it was old-fashioned and just wasn't right for her. By the time October 1957 came round, her record company had run out of patience and they had informed her they would be ending her contract. So out of respect to her father and genuinely thinking this would be her last ever recording session, Connie thought she'd better record the song he'd been nagging about. Well, you can guess what happened. When the record company heard the recording, they immediately offered her a new contract. And Connie went on to sell more than 100 million records. By the way, to give you an indication of the kind of man Connie's father was, he did say to her on the day of the recording, "Unless you do this song, the only way you're going to get on TV is if you sit on it." Anyway, here's the classic country ballad that changed her life thanks to the persistence of her father.
Sorry now. Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each bond? Who's sad? I tried to warn you, so
Connie Francis with her dad's favourite song. Richie Valens was just 17 when he perished in the now infamous plane crash that also claimed Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and of course the pilot. And yet, despite having been just 17, we still know his name and his songs. This one was recorded one afternoon in 1958 at the same studio that would later play venue to Phil Spector's Wall of Sound and the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds recordings. Anyway, here is Richie Valens in that same studio one sunny afternoon of 1958. Richie Valens here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. If ever there was a song that epitomises the sound of the 1950s, surely it's this next classic doo-wop recording that sold millions of copies since its first appearance back in the summer of 1958. And rarely for the vocal groups of the time, like the Drifters, who seem to have had more members than any other musical group in the history of the world, this next group are still performing live and still feature mainly the original members, supporting their lead singer, Little Anthony.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. 'Twas not so long ago, you broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart, caused by hand of fate. Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart, caused by you. Love is not a gadget, love is not a toy. When you find the one you love, she'll fill your heart with joy. In my
Little Anthony and the Imperials. Don't forget, I'd love to hear from you either via the message board on the website. Just go to lgradio.online, you'll find it there. Or if you'd rather, you can just email me directly. The address is info@lgradio.online. Any requests, dedications, or you can just say hello. I'd love to hear from you. Time now for another of the classic 50s vocal groups, and it features a story about Eddie and Bob, who were working in a jewellery shop in Detroit in the mid-50s. Whenever there were no customers looking around the shop, Eddie and Bob would sing together, dreaming of stardom away from the shop. Convincing some of their friends to join them, pretty soon they had their own vocal group, performing enough shows in the local area for Eddie and Bob to give up the day job. Well, Eddie was Eddie Floyd, who would eventually leave the group to enjoy a solo career, which is still going strong, thanks mainly to his hit Knock on Wood. Incidentally, also in the band in those early years, at the same time as Eddie Floyd, was Wilson Pickett, just before he too headed off for a solo career. Now, although not too much is known about the group, their recordings have influenced a whole array of artists, from Solomon Burke to pretty much all of the Motown stable. Here they all are in the last year of our decade, epitomising the stage in the development of music where rhythm and blues was just starting to pass the baton on to what became soul and Motown music.
Baby, I'll grab the highest mountain. Baby, I will swim the ocean blue. I'll fight a bear with a fork and a spoon. Take a rocket ship to the moon just for your love.
That's what I'll do.
Just for your love.
That's what I'll do.
Just for your love.
That's what I'll do. Womp, womp, womp.
I told you once before, I tell you once again. You're so fine, and baby, you're mine. Yes, with your love. Can do anything. Your love makes me wanna dance and sing. Your love makes me feel like a king. Love, love is a wonderful thing. Baby, I'll buy you pink and sable. Take you to Gay Paris. Find the fountain of youth so you can never grow old. Build you a home out of gold just for your love. Just for your love. I tell you once again, you're so fine, and baby, you're mine. Baby, I'll climb the highest mountain. Baby, I'll swim the ocean blue. I'll fight a bear with a fork in a spoon. Take a rocket ship to the moon just for your love.
That's what I'll do.
Just for your love.
That's what I'll do.
Just for your love.
That's what I'll do.
That's the vocal group started out by Bob and Eddie in a Detroit jewellery store, the Falcons. Another vocal group, which slightly predated the Falcons, was made up of a group of jazz singers who, when combined, quickly established themselves, along with the other huge group of the period, the Ink Spots, as one of the most influential vocal groups of the period. In the early 1950s, they took an up-tempo country song, slowed it right down, changed some of the chords, and recorded this.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of content. Just a plain and simple chapel where all good people go to pray. I prayed the Lord that I'll grow strong. As I live from day to day, searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to find peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search and you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to find peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighted, and you'll surely find a way.
The Orioles from June of 1953. Time for us to go into the 50s once more in this episode here on LGRadio.online. And we'll finish with the boy from Tupelo, Mississippi, the truck driver's son and arguably the most famous twin in musical history. This one had been written especially for him by Aaron Schroeder, who supplied the King with 5 number ones. This one is from the only recording session he took part in whilst enrolled in the US Army. This is from June of 1958. Gladys's son, concluding this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online. Thanks for joining me. Please do check out the website for details of all our shows and be sure to tell all your friends about us. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.